Hey, you kids, get off my lawn. Stop burning that effigy of my grandmother.
I'd hump anyone's pillow.
We should probably start the show.
Now, Scott, I know you find it wearisome to have to read the show intro all the time, so I ordered on the internet. I got this keychain made, so we just press a button and it plays the show intro.
Oh, neat.
Let me try. Okay, you ready?
Is it going to be... What? Is it play in different voices, like those GPSs?
Yeah, like you can play... Well, no, it just... You can change the pitch.
So, are you saying that you're a pitcher?
I'm totally a pitcher. Actually, I'm more of a shortstop.
Right.
You think I should have used a better take before I recorded it, committed it to a keychain?
It's a little bit like when you buy dentures. Apparently, when people buy dentures, what they do is they have one flaw put into the dentures so that they don't look fake.
Oh, right.
So I think it's probably good that we have a kind of a flub take.
I want it to be perfect. I want it to be like if I was getting dentures, I want like a perfect beak. And this is what I want our keychain to be. I don't think it's worth it.
I think you're right. But if it's that important to you, you know, we're kind of a team, so I'll, you know, indulge you.
Forget it. I didn't get to see the full Olympic closing ceremonies.
Okay, yeah, and you would have loved it. It was all, like, British music.
You can't even download it. Like, they've blocked everything.
Yeah, IOC.
It should be the International Order of Cock Blockers, because they blocked the cock of the Olympics.
That makes no sense, but...
How could you say it makes no sense?
I just did.
I'm going to send you back to improv school again. It makes total sense.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Yes, and I had to watch the end of Cannonball Run because I needed some kind of closure to these ceremonies. So why don't you tell me what I missed?
From Cannonball Run?
No, from the Olympics.
Oh,
I know what happens at the end of Cannonball Run.
Let's see. Pet Shop Boys, Spice Girls, George Michael came out and...
Pet Shop Boys, what did they do?
West End Girls. West End... Yeah, Girls.
West End Girls.
They had George Michael for like... It was weird. He played two or three songs. He was kind of like a main part. They had a John Lennon thing where they played Imagine and made his face.
Was it like a hologram?
No, but they made his face out of like each... They had all these people come out with different parts of a paper mache thing, and then it made a profile. It made his whole face. And they took a shot from above the stadium. It was kind of neat. And then
Do you think this angers the other Beatles?
Probably Ringo.
Was Ringo there?
No, but think of it. Paul McCartney got the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, but he used some other chump as a drummer instead of the proper Ringo.
Right. And then John Lennon was prominently on display in the closing ceremonies.
And no George Harrison or Ringo.
No Ringo.
Disrespectful.
Yeah. Queen.
What about Davy Jones? Did they mention Davy Jones?
No, they did not.
Queen, right?
Yeah, they had Queen.
I haven't heard the singer, the Queen replacement singer.
Who is that?
I don't know. Some guy.
Yeah, there is some guy. And is he from Canada? Or there was some guy from Canada that supposedly sounds exactly like Freddie Mercury?
I think you mean the guy that married Elton John.
I don't mean that guy, but tell me about him.
So was it any good? Did they play We Will Rock You? That's my guess.
Yes, that's what they did. I thought they'd play We Are the Champions.
It's the Olympics.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's sick of it, but I mean, that's where you expect to hear it.
Yeah, or Another One Bites the Dust. Yeah, Fat Bottom Girls.
Yeah.
They're in Britain, for God's sake.
Bicycle race.
Right?
There literally was a bicycle race there.
Mm-hmm. And then it culminated with the Who.
Sorry, Who?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was funny because
they played
My Generation, but Daltrey specifically didn't sing the lines about "I wish I'd die before I get old."
What about the?
Because of course they're 103 years old.
Oh, they actually skipped the lyric?
Yeah. He skipped to another lyric instead because they did kind of a medley.
You should have said "I hope I die before I get older."
Yeah.
Then you can keep it going even when you're like 90. Nine.
Yeah, so that's pretty well it. And then, Eric Idle. Eric Idle did a really good Always Look on the Bright Side of Life.
Oh, really?
That was kind of the highlight, I think, for me.
Let me tell you about the end of Cannonball Run.
Oh, yeah.
Dom DeLuise is hilarious.
He is.
Because Burt Reynolds flubs up his lyrics, his dialogue a lot, and then you get Dom DeLuise being super funny.
Yeah.
And then Dino, he slaps someone in the face. Then you get Roger Moore, kind of funny. Jimmy the Greek.
That's not who I was thinking of.
Peter Fonda.
Mel Tellis.
Bianca Jagger. And Jackie Chan. But they're not in the end.
Jackie Chan is in it?
Oh, yeah. He's the Subaru driver.
Wow.
He plays a Japanese man.
Wow. I did not know that.
So far, we're still better than most podcasts. We're doing pretty good.
Wow.
So that's pretty sad about the Olympic ceremony. I mean, it would have been pretty good to watch. But I really lost interest in the Olympics the week or so because Jamie Farr, exactly. One thing that drives me crazy about the Olympics.
Oh my gosh, what is this?
The dancing in the water.
The dancing in the water.
I know we're supposed to appreciate it as an artistic sport or something like that, but if we can't have Rubik's Cube at the Olympics, there's no reason why we have this water dancing.
What in God's name are you talking about?
People are dancing in the water. I don't know what it's called, but as soon as I see it, I change the channel.
You're talking about synchronized swimming?
I guess. Sometimes there's multiple. I guess so, yeah. It's water dancing.
Okay.
They call it synchronized swimming to make it sound like it's not water dancing.
But they have synchronized
diving.
People are
dancing in the water.
Did you know that? I never heard of synchronized diving before.
Well, that makes sense because it's at least kind of like a sport. Dancing is not a sport.
Is the principle supposed to be like that science experiment where you drop a heavy thing and a feather and which one falls quickest?
I think, did they do it with a fat guy and a skinny guy? I'd like to see that.
I think that would be better.
Or like a flabby guy, a guy with flabby skin and a guy with tight skin.
And then do the slow-mo.
Yeah, see if one of them kind of glides down like a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, there's so many ways we can improve the Olympics. They should put us in charge.
They really should.
I would punish the losers of the Olympics. To make it more exciting, like we'd have like a humiliation or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like make it more like America's Got Talent. Actually, water dancing would be great for America's Got Talent. They already do stuff like that. Just put a little kiddie pool.
Well, let's not spend the whole show on the Olympics, but let's just mention that we didn't do all that great in Canada. You know, there are places that, you know, you came back and we were so happy that they came back with a few medals. But there's some places that they don't do so well if they don't come back with anything in terms of medals.
What do you mean? Like America?
No, North Korea.
What are you talking about?
Well, in North Korea, they rank 14th in overall in the medal count, but 5th in terms of number of gold medals.
Really?
Yeah, and there's a reason for that, because the winners get rewards like cars and refrigerators.
Cars?
Yeah.
Are they allowed to do that, though?
And I think the refrigerators actually have food in them, which is...
But don't the Olympic rules say you're not allowed to give prizes? Or you're allowed to?
I am not well-versed on what the rules are for the Olympics.
It just seems wrong to me. It's against the spirit of the Olympics.
Okay, so whatever. So Kim Jong-un or whatever his name gives...
Look, I'm so mad about this Olympics thing that it makes me bark in anger.
Wow.
See?
That's...
I'm so frustrated.
You know who's frustrated?
Who's frustrated? You tell me who's frustrated.
The North Korean losers, because they get threats of labor camps.
See how angry I am?
You're very angry.
I'm also angry about... Did you hear... Okay, we were talking about Belarus a lot last time.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's driving me barking mad.
You just can't stop barking.
I'm flailing my arms around trying to make them shut up.
Okay, what happened?
Hang on a second. I gotta... They're just interested in fighting. Hang on a second. Oh, my God. You guys... Okay.
All right.
That was distracting. What happened in Belarus? Something really bad with the shot put guy.
Nothing.
Nothing happened?
Nope.
Why don't we run the Superhost 2000 theme?
Sure,
and then we'll,
go ahead.
We are the Superhost 2000.
Now, this is the part of the show where you learn a little bit about us.
Okay.
Yes, and...
Oh. I gotta read these things before.
I need to make another keychain?
I think so. Where? I've lost.
I should...
I've lost everything here. Where is... Oh, there we are.
Superhost 2000.
Oh, and what we've been up to.
Yes. You, sir, are maybe one week away from having a new shiny pink baby.
Pretty close. Yep, that's pretty accurate.
Is it like a week? 2 weeks? Could be.
It could, yeah. I mean, he's in launch position.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Did you go for another scan thing? How does that work?
No, we didn't. I just stenciled on her belly. So I'm pretty sure he's head down, ready to go. So
Do you have to kind of, this might be a little personal for the podcast, but you have to kind of mow the lawn before the baby comes out? Or
I do just for, you know, hygienic reasons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. V-I-O.
Well, it makes the tree look bigger when you trim the bushes.
Exactly. What?
You don't want the baby to be disappointed.
I'm no arborist.
You are an arborist, actually.
Am I?
Well, that's your job.
It is. Yes, it is.
Yeah. It's a cliche to say I'm no arborist. It's kind of a common idiom, but Listen, I want to talk about your life and everything that's really interesting, but I'm worried about Jackie Stallone.
I know.
Do you know, first of all, do you know who Jackie Stallone is?
I do know who Jackie Stallone is.
Well, I don't. Who's Jackie Stallone?
He's that guy in Rumble in the Bronx.
Oh, the guy, right? Yeah. Yeah, I think I remember.
I think you said he was in Cannonball Run.
Jackie Stallone, that's right. He like tries to climb a mountain or something, or he's with Dolly Parton riding a mechanical
yeah,
bull.
Rhinestone, exactly.
That's the one. Jackie Stallone is the wife of Sylvester Stallone.
I'm getting a correction in.
So mother.
Yes, it's the mother.
Oh, I found a picture of Jackie Stallone. Okay, we're gonna put this in the show notes. She's like beautiful.
Is she or isn't she? Because she's 90. So I mean, if she was 60, you'd be super. Like some of the comments that you read from people are really harsh. But you go, okay, she's 90 years old.
She should be just a wrinkled up little raisin.
Oh, she's obviously had a little bit of work, don't you think?
Yeah.
But is that how a 90-year-old looks? Like I don't know. I mean, miniskirt and cleavage.
Maybe this is the new 90-year-old, because the problem is when you turn 90, this is what you're going to be dealing with. And we're going to have all kinds of Viagra kind of stuff in the future, even more futuristic Viagra. So we're going to have to deal with that. So maybe this is the way of the future.
She's a prototype.
She has a really nice eyebrow stencil.
She does, yeah. Like when she was 50, you'd go, whatever. Or 60, you'd go, whatever. But she's 90. You got to go, ah!
Yeah, the makeup is really bad.
Oh, of course, but she's still 90. Like, Prince Philip is 91, right? So,
yeah,
imagine
he
Prince
looks
Philip.
Like a California raisin.
Yeah, so imagine him in a miniskirt.
Hey, we're not judging. We're just your super host 2000.
We're just trying to help you out.
Now, you, sir,
oh, yeah.
have other news. You've been renovating your home.
Yep.
You've been painting. Now, this is what I understand. You've got a mural of Winnie the Pooh.
No.
You don't have a mural of Winnie the Pooh.
No, we don't.
For your bedroom.
No. Copyright infringement.
Right. But yeah. I thought this was supposed to be some kind of birth control to prevent having more children. You put a... Okay, right. Not Winnie the Pooh.
No, no.
Some other generic honey bear.
Yeah, generic honey bear. Exactly.
Hmm.
The nursery is en route. I think that's what you were alluding to. It's hopefully going to be close to done. The walls are done. Murals started. Crib is now in there, not together. It looks kind of like a nursery now. So
a nursery?
Yeah.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Well, it doesn't look like an office anymore.
Scott, have you been eating anything interesting lately? Like perhaps some kind of liquefied food? I don't know, like a thin stew or maybe some sort of broth with something interesting in it. I don't know what you'd call it. Anything like that?
Stop beating around the bush. What are you talking about?
Listen, it's been a long time since we talked about soup. Run the theme!
It's soup talk. It's soup talk. Soup talk. Let's talk about soup.
Oh, right, yeah. So I have soup news.
Soup news? Tell me about your soup news.
Okay. I had watermelon gazpacho at a barbecue last week.
How was it?
Pretty good, but I did find it a little cold.
Gazpacho is supposed to be cold.
Oh.
You don't know what gazpacho is?
Okay, so I guess that ends our soup talk special summer edition. It's your thing. I'm not pro. What do you want?
Next time I'm in Ottawa, we're going to have a long, hard, thick discussion about soup. A girthy discussion.
That made me uncomfortable.
We'll talk about uncomfortable later. We got a special section about that. But first of all, we better get to the news.
News from the year 2080.
There's this nudist park in Florida. Loxahatchee, Florida. Loxahatchee.
Wasn't that 70s hit about the guy jumping off Loxahatchee Bridge?
Yes! That was a huge hit.
It was a huge hit.
The problem with nudist resorts is they tend to have more wrinkles than regular nudes.
Yeah.
There's a place in Florida. Uh-huh. They're having a weekend bash trying to attract nudists from 18 to 30.
Wow.
They've been putting posters up everywhere. They've been having 24-hour hot tubs and drum circles because young people love drum circles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're trying to get younger nudists. What would you do to attract younger nudists if you were running, let's say you're running one of these nudist resorts? What would you do?
I would throw kerosene on them.
What do you mean? How would that attract?
Oh, I thought we had... No, I would just go up to young people and douse them.
To attract them to your nude... Oh, so they take their clothes off.
There we go. Because once they're already in there, I'm like, hey, I got a place for you. right?
I would have like a nude Pokemon costume contest.
How is it? How can you be a Pokemon and be nude?
Let's say you wanted to be Pikachu. You're familiar with Pikachu.
Am I?
Will you take a piece of cardboard?
What am I, an amateur? Of course exactly. I know who Pikachu is.
Okay, so you take
it's
a lightning
bolt. It's insulting
bulge.
To me that you would dare ask me if I knew who Pikachu was.
You know
it's,
who
it's
Pikachu
It's ridiculous
is.
That you would even, like, that you would expend air to make your vocal cords vibrate to ask me that question.
Okay.
But
so
for the
a...
listeners that aren't aware, you might want to explain who Pikachu is.
Pikachu is the yellow rat like Pokemon that the most popular one. He's the Mickey Mouse of the Pokemon.
Exactly.
Now, let's say you go to an AC/DC concert and you steal their giant yellow lightning bolt and you shove that in your butt and then you paint yourself yellow, put some red makeup on your cheeks, and you're basically Pikachu. So you don't need clothing.
Okay.
You know, luckily we don't run a nudist colony, but you know what we do?
What? Oh my god, it's a crazy fish.
Listen, all this news is useless, meaningless garbage because we keep, you know, we keep doing this trivial news. We don't deal with the important, hard-hitting news that people want to hear about.
Right.
In my hometown of Arnprior, Ontario,
yep.
Which is it's not far from you, right? You're maybe 45-minute drive away from there.
It's just down the way.
Someone caught a muskie.
Explain what a muskie is to the listener.
A muskie is a very large fish. It's related to a sturgeon, I believe. No, it's not. It's like a barracuda. It looks like a barracuda.
It looks like Ann Wilson.
Almost. It's kind of like...
No,
it's,
that's
it's,
a song, sorry.
But it's busty.
Yes. That is one ugly-looking fish, though. Go ahead.
A horrible-looking fish. Yeah. Anyway, someone found this dead fish and put a cigarette butt in its mouth. And the whole town of Arnprior is upset about this fish with a cigarette butt in its mouth. It's disrespectful to the fish, people say. So then people called up the Ministry of Fisheries Canada and said, what do we do about this situation? There's a fish, it smells bad, it's right beside a river, and it's got a cigarette butt in its mouth. And they said, it's not really our problem, why don't you just throw it in the water? People in Arnprior were like, what do we do? Who's going to throw it in the water? And two people stood up and said, I will stand up and be counted for what I'm about to receive. That's from For Those About to Rock.
Yeah, thank you.
And they stood up and they took a stick and they got the picture taken for the paper and then they threw the fish back in the water. Crisis averted. Residents still upset, but...
You don't think that it's kind of funny that he has a cigarette?
I think so.
But you know what? I think the main problem with that whole thing was because of the smoking bylaw. You're not allowed to smoke in parks anymore. So obviously that fish was breaking the law.
See, when I was a kid, it would have been fine because even children could smoke.
Oh, yeah. The fish could be huffing Pam. It'd be fine.
Huffing Pam or doing that, smoking that bath salt stuff.
Banana peels.
I found this thing on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
Someone wants to make a movie about bath salt zombies. But we've already established that the zombie guy wasn't on bath salts.
Yeah.
So did you see this thing?
I'm looking at it now.
Check it out.
Do I have to watch the thing?
And listeners, check your show notes because...
Do I have to watch the thing? Play.
Oh, I didn't even watch it.
Well, let's watch it.
Please help us out, and thank you.
Thank you.
He's got $80 pledged so far.
But he only wants $4,000 to make this film. It's going to be a great movie.
$4,000
bucks. Well, a zombie movie, though? Look, I was tired of zombie movies after the first Dawn of the Dead. That was good, and it's like, that was enough zombie movie for
me. But you know that $4,000 goal that he has?
Yeah.
That's almost as much as the demand by the Ottawa Police Force for security for a zombie walk. You know about those stupid zombie walks now?
I hate those.
Yeah, so apparently...
It was funny. The first time someone did that, that was really funny, I'm sure.
Mm.
But now it's like a regular stupid thing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, zombie walk people. There's probably a lot of them listening.
Yeah, but...
Hey, well, you know, everyone for their own crap, but oh my God.
So the police force told them that they would have to pay $3,500 for support for the security for doing it. So it's almost as much as that movie.
Yeah, you're right. I encourage the bath salt movie.
Yeah.
Don't you think? I want them to finish it.
All the listeners should go and...
Yeah, go and help them out. But come on, just
go and help them
bucks.
Out right after they go and write a 5-star review.
They're going to give you a free movie when it's finished, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll give you a free DVD. If you $30 or more, you get a DVD.
Oh, my God, you've only got until September 12th.
Hurry up.
It says a project will only be funded if at least 4,000 is pledged by Wednesday, September 12th at 3:36 p.m.
Let's help these bath salt zombies guys out. Oh. They look like they're great filmmakers, and good luck to you, bath salt zombie guys.
Yeah, we should put that on the Future Jerks Facebook website, too.
We believe in you.
We totally do.
I got a joke for you.
Yeah.
There was these four bears, right?
Yeah.
And they broke into this cabin, and they drank 100 beers.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Well, guess what? It's not a joke.
What?
It's news.
What?
It's news. It's not a joke. This really happened. More than 100 beers.
Well, okay.
Okay, they...
Why were there 100 beers in the cabin?
It's in Norway.
It's
in... Right?
Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
So Norwegians, they enjoy beer.
And it's depressing, so you have to drink away your sorrow. You
most depressing country.
It is.
Except North Korea, I think, is number one, and then... Yeah.
They have a lot in common, those two countries.
Yeah, and you get... These bears were angry about the shot put thing, and they got free beer. I'm mixing all the Olympic stories. And then Dom DeLuise showed up.
Yeah, and then they were dropped into Belarus.
These are the bears that they use as models for
these
the bears.
These are the bears I know,
Belarus.
I know. These are the bears I know. These are the
Isn't
bears
that great?
I know,
they
I
drank
know.
Beer. Did what? You know they drink beer? My dog likes beer.
Which one?
Melon.
Okay.
I don't let him drink it, but he tries to knock over the can.
Right.
It's upsetting, and it makes me angry, and it reminds me of another story.
Yep.
Now, one thing you know about bears is they smell horrible.
They do.
If they're not eating honey, they're eating garbage and dead fish.
Yep.
The world's smelliest man could have something to say about that. Because I'll tell you, I'm just like Skip Stevenson. 38 years this guy went without taking
Skip
a bath.
Skip Stevenson? Who's that?
A real people.
Oh, wow.
Obscure,
that is
obscure
a reference. Wow. That's really quite the reference.
Random obscure reference to
that is
a guy who he could, because he would announce that, hey, by the way, on Real People, that's incredible. No, that's Rich Little.
Yeah.
World's smelliest man has gone 38 years without bathing.
Holy lifting.
Now, I don't want to say his name because it's going to sound racist, because I don't want to say any specific country they bathe less, right? So I'm going to say his name is Dave Smith.
Why does it matter?
His name is Dave Smith.
Where does he live?
Somewhere, maybe in Europe, or he's got different passports. He lives in different countries. He's a mixed kind of Heinz 57 kind of fella.
Okay.
All right.
Uh-huh.
But there's no category in the Guinness Book of World Records. I have the Guinness Book of World Records. I read it almost daily.
Uh-huh.
There's no category for the world's smelliest man.
Whoa. Well, clearly, he must win.
He's got 6-foot-long dreadlocks and a beard.
So it's not just the washing. I mean, he won't cut his hair.
Oh, yeah, he's got filthy hair. He's got children living in his beard.
But he still has children.
Oh, yeah. It's like but he doesn't wash after he does it. So then, I don't want to get into too much detail about it, but when he makes love to his woman, his wiener is still filthy from the time before.
That's not in the article.
Yeah, but it's true because he didn't take a bath, obviously.
Well, that's true.
So his wife, oh my God, it's just disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty good. What's the video?
His wiener.
What's the video? I'm going to watch a video while you talk about his wiener.
Look, I'm just, okay, you know, I'll say it in a less disgusting way. His hot dog still has mayonnaise from the, no, that's worse.
You know what's funny is that they have a video of the dude. And they have an ad banner for Super Mario Brothers 2 right in front of it.
You really don't want your ad showing up there, especially for hot dogs or mayonnaise.
He hasn't washed for 37 years. After so many years, he's living a happy life. He's picking up rice with bugs in it.
Gross.
Wait, I'm watching this. I gotta see him. Oh, my God. He's doing the fire bath.
Fire bath?
Yeah.
I mean, the European sort of American-style fire bath.
Well, he thinks that that's how he cleans himself. Wow. Wow.
Ooh, maybe we're the disgusting ones.
Wow.
No.
But you know what else is disturbing about that story?
What?
On that same article, on the right-hand side, I see that Jenny McCarthy, once again, can't find love because she split up from her NFL star, Bo.
Well, she should try bathing.
It's probably a good idea. Good advice.
So this is amazing because when I was a kid, I thought of this idea. Why can't they make... Because when I was a kid, they had like those dot matrix printers. And I thought, why can't they make something that's going to drop like pies of concrete in a dot pattern? So it's going to go... And it's going to make whatever house you want. Then I thought, why don't they take a big block of foam and then they could use lasers and cut out like a Flintstones house and then just spray like concrete on it, and then you could put the wires through, just poke it through the foam. And then I thought, why don't they take popsicle sticks and get robots that's gonna, it'll dip the popsicle sticks in glue and assemble houses out of popsicle sticks. Uh-huh. Because robots got nothing else to do.
Right.
Right? They can run all night putting these houses together out of popsicle sticks. Well, turns out all my ideas are stupid, because this guy invented a 3D printer that'll print out a house.
And like in 20 hours.
Yeah, it's amazing. It just poops out concrete at whatever shape you want, in layers.
Yeah.
So you can have any kind of house you want, any kind of shape, which is proof again that Flintstones is about the future more than the Jetsons, because the Jetsons house doesn't look like these future houses.
That's true.
Because you just get the file in the computer, right? So you just take the Flintstones TV show, analyze it using computer technology and lasers, send it to the 3D house printer guys. They will print out a Flintstones house for you.
Obviously, it's not a Lenovo printer.
No. This is a completely custom printer that prints out houses.
Yeah, because it would be something to have to change the cartridges.
Yeah. Okay, Jennifer Aniston, who looks like an anvil.
She looks like an anvil?
A little bit.
What?
Someone told me that. I don't know if she looks like an anvil.
Anvil? You mean like the Coyote and Roadrunner?
But I'm looking at her now. She doesn't look anything like an anvil.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're sorry, Jennifer Aniston.
Or do they mean like a member of Anvil?
That's probably what he meant.
Yeah. Have you seen the band?
I'm going to look them up after. I'm sure they look like Jennifer Aniston, all of them. Yeah, so she's getting ready to marry again. You better help me out with this, because I don't know anything
Steve
about Lutz this.
Steve Kudlow of Anvil.
I can't believe all the members of Anvil are gangbanging Jennifer Aniston, as I understand it.
That's what I've heard. Metal on metal.
Are you telling me Jennifer Aniston is getting married again?
What? I know. We don't have the technology. Thinking of the, they can build a house out of a printer, but...
Yeah.
But I don't think we have the technology for the celebrity name combining that needs to be geared up right now.
I know what you're talking about. Right. Because Brangelina, you're talking about that kind
exactly
of thing. Aniston and Theroux.
Yeah.
Aniston.
I think... Aniston.
No, because it has to be part of... Justin.
Couldn't it just be Justin?
Bruppler? No. It has to be relate to their name somehow.
Right.
Anisoo. I don't know. Is it Theroux? Theroux.
Yes.
Theroux. Let's get rid of... Okay, you know what? The last part of his last name is confusing.
Yeah.
Let's go Theriston.
Theriston?
Theriston.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see that.
Theriston.
But who gets the... So then she gets lower? We never heard of that guy.
It's simple. Justifer. Right? That's the catchiest one. Justifer.
Yeah, I guess so.
Justifer.
You didn't like Aniston?
Aniston.
Anist.
For some reason, you pronounce the first, the hard A.
Anist imp.
I like that. It becomes a hard A because it's a different word. It's not the same word anymore, so you don't pronounce the A the same way.
Exactly.
Did you hear? Okay, so in Canada, there's a new $100 bill being considered. I guess it's coming out, right? And they ran it by some focus groups, and it showed an Asian-looking woman scientist.
Uh-huh.
And then the focus groups said, no, we don't like it.
Yeah, it's crazy. We were just trying to be friendly to our soon-to-be Asian overlords.
But the Toronto people liked it. That's the thing. When they asked Toronto people, they're like, yeah, we're cool with it.
Yeah.
And then, well, but people maybe,
you know,
from other parts
there's
of Canada.
Already, there's already, like, Asian people on the yen and I think on the peso, right? So that's enough, right?
No, we don't have anybody on our yen. It's a leaf.
What?
The yen's got a
leaf. No, you've got guys on
no.
Different
not on coins. Oh,
no,
not
did
on,
I say on the coins?
Oh, right. Yeah. You're right. We do have famous people on the paper money.
Anyway, I don't
know. So we're covered.
Is this a big deal? Like, or are people just making too much of this?
It's creepy that they had to change it. That's all.
Yeah, it's a little weird, right? Like, they're going, oh, it's making fun of the fact that a stereotype about Asians being good at science and math. I'm sure that's what they were thinking when they put, you know, somebody on there.
For shame on you, Canada.
It's crazy.
They shouldn't have changed it back. They should have went, oh, well, focus groups, too bad.
Yeah, it looks worse.
I guess that's
how
it's going to
have to be. Well, it's
a little
racist because all of the hockey players they have on our money is white.
Yeah, why are all the black hockey players on money?
Like, they'd have a point if there was, like, yeah, if they had, like, black basketball players on our money and then, you know, white tennis, no, white golf, no.
We should get all of the racial stereotypes on money.
Yeah.
How about that?
Well, we're multicultural, so why not?
We're multicultural. I want to see a Mexican guy with a sombrero. sleeping, you know, like the racist stereotypes on money. That's going to make everybody happy in
that
Canada.
That would be a lot more interesting.
Why don't you name some other racial stereotypes?
Oh, that's okay. No, because I'm living in a more tolerant society. Why don't you?
For Irish people, you should show Leprechaun from the movie Leprechaun.
That'd be good. Now, should it just be the Canadian money, or should it be all money has the stereotype?
What do you mean, all around the world?
Yeah, every country has their own stereotype.
Oh, okay. So you put your own stereotype. So that makes more sense.
Yeah.
Okay, forget what I said before.
So like
about
Sweden has like
stuff.
The Swedish chef. It's like, you know, their currency is the meatball, that kind of thing.
Oh, so for Canada, you'd have two drunk idiots with flannel shirts.
Yeah, it would.
Drinking.
It would, our money
basically
would,
Bob and Doug McKenzie.
And our money would just be beaver pelts.
That's right.
Yeah, in the U.S. it would just be guns.
This baby could happen any moment now. We might not be able to finish the podcast.
It could happen at any second. I'm frightened.
You should keep her belly close to the microphone so we can hear it gurgle. If it's ready to go, it makes a kind of funny gurgling sound. Like it's like diarrhea, right? Where you have to.
It's exactly like that.
You get the little grrr.
I've been wearing a catcher's mitt for the last 2 weeks.
Wait a minute. We can't talk about babies until we run the theme song.
Oh.
Babies. Jerks of the future, babies, jerks of the future.
Now, this is the part of the show where I, wait a minute, no.
This is the part of the show where I, an expecting father of a lovely baby boy, will answer Ray's biting questions about babies. Neither Ray nor I are baby experts, so our advice should not be followed. Ray has never been a father, will never be a father, as he had his testicles lopped off with piano wire, inflated with air, and donated to a dodgeball team.
So when you have a baby, the birth canal, or whatever it is, I don't know anything about that stuff. Whoa!
What?
Are you going to videotape it? Are you going to take pictures? What are you
going to
do?
I am going to play Major Tom when it's just about to culminate.
Major Tom.
Yeah.
By Peter Schilling.
No.
Earth the below us, falling, falling. Earth below us.
Wait. No, I meant Major Dad. The theme for Major Dad. The TV
okay, that
sitcom.
Makes more sense. Right.
No. I meant Major Tom. You know, the...
David Bowie.
There we go. Yeah. So I've got that I'll crank up. And I can't...
But I'm asking
you
about video. Are you taking pictures?
I wanted to video, and my wife won't let me.
Well, did you tell her about the new thing? Birth photography.
Yeah. I don't think she's going to let me do that.
You got to put that on Facebook. You got to run the Instagram filters on it so it looks really, you know, because you want to have it look like, oh, when I was born, Daddy had an old crappy Polaroid camera.
It's true. No, I'm bringing in an Etch-A-Sketch.
But actually, that's better. Do like a little courtroom Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah. I feel that that's going to probably be a pretty good representation.
God, it's so dangerous having kids nowadays. When we were kids, it was a safe world where you couldn't get hurt by anything.
It's true.
And now you've got kids getting stabbed by diapers and choked by pocket calculators, all kinds of stuff. It's a dangerous world. For example, did you hear about this kid? He had a Lego wheel stuck up his nose for 3 years.
Obviously, he's going to be a banker someday.
Well, when I was a little kid, my sister shoved a rubber letter. We had this little stamp kit, and she shoved a rubber letter in my ear. Never saw it again. I don't know if it ever came out. It might still be in there.
Well, he is from Salt Lake. Maybe it's just a Mormon thing.
Oh, you mean Mormons put toys in their nose?
They might. I don't know. I don't know their religion. I'm not an expert. I'm not suggesting they
I always thought it was just a stereotype.
Or maybe he just didn't want to share.
I think if the Mormons ever get their own currency, they should put that.
A kid with a Lego
stereotype of them. That's a stereotype of a Mormon.
They stick Lego up their nose?
I'm so itchy.
Why?
It's these pants.
Oh, really?
Okay, so you remember last episode?
Oh, wait. Don't we have
Oh, yeah.
Some music?
New theme song.
Yeah.
Ba-boom!
Yes, muscle pants, yeah. Throw away your under boobs. Get ready to hustle. The better gifts that you can choose to help your middle muscle. Forget those boring under things in which you prance. And
beans and your kielbasa. Belong in muscle pants. Muscle pants, yeah. Muscle pants. Muscle pants, yeah. Muscle pants. That was recorded by Bruce Coburn.
Is that how you pronounce it? Doesn't look
this
like
this is from
it.
Bruce Coburn's latest album called Silent CK. This doesn't make sense, right?
It doesn't make sense.
One thing I learned from when I used to work at a company who had, I had a boss who had a kind of, if you pronounced his last name phonetically, it wasn't great.
Yep.
So I commented once on, hey, why the silent letters in your name? He got so mad. When people have silent letters in their name, you don't want to ever mention it. I learned that. Whoa. There's a lot of pent up anger.
I want to know what his name was then.
He might be listening. It's spelled H-O-A-R-E, but pronounced or.
Oh.
And yeah, so.
Hoor.
And so that's how I think it should be pronounced, is hoor, but the you don't want to bring it up with those people.
So anyway, tell me about your muscle pants update.
Okay, so I put on the muscle pants. I wore them every day. There was like a couple of days where I didn't wear them because we couldn't do laundry because it was very rainy and we couldn't dry laundry outside. We dry laundry outside in Japan and don't use a dryer except in extreme wintry days.
Really?
That's right. Dryers are not a thing. They don't even have proper ventilation for the dryers. They just ventilate out into the room. So
really?
It's not something very uncommon. I put on the muscle pants. Size-wise, they resemble very tight Speedos. The cloth, it's a little scratchy, so... But the problem was I hadn't pre-washed them. Like, I got them straight out of the package, so they had, like, the sizing, the chemical stuff in it. After washing them, they became nice and soft. I put them on. The back is very comfortable. It's like wearing speaker grill cloth on your butt. When you fart, there's no acoustic impediment. All right?
It's I like would think it would be pretty good if it had speaker cloth.
Exactly. It goes straight, like there's no sound blockage.
Yeah.
It's like farting at a nudist camp.
I think that was a All hit right? for Anvil, actually, in 1978.
I just downloaded that, The front is, everything is kind of in one package in the front. It's very tight. Nothing ever falls out of the sides. Everything is very secure. You know exactly, when people say, how is it hanging? You don't have to hesitate to think about that answer. Everything's in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's odor-wise... things are a little bit more ripe. It's a little bit like cheesecloth.
Wow.
So that's the problem. The back is great. It's like breezy, you know, it feels nice in the summertime. It gets a little hot. You feel a little breeze back. It's like going commando. In the front, a little bit on the feta side.
That's
but I wore them for 2.5 weeks.
Wow.
Just for this podcast, so there you go. It didn't cause any vomiting like you would think it would.
Yeah, that's really what we wanted to know. Jesus. I thought that was part of the deal.
Well, that's not... I thought it would, but it did not. But it did cause other people to vomit from the cheesy aroma from being confined so compactly. Do you have any other questions about muscle pants? I'll answer anything you have to ask.
It sounds like you're starting to smell like a certain previous story.
Which one?
The guy
Jennifer
Aniston? The anvil head. No, the guy who didn't. The guy who didn't wash for 38 years.
Oh yeah, right. The European fella, the American / European fella. You know what? That could probably happen to me if I keep wearing these muscle pants.
It's true.
I don't get the muscle thing. Like, it didn't do any muscle related anything. I don't feel more muscular down below, but it's certainly not any more muscular than it was, which is not at all.
Yeah, you're kind of lacking in the butt department, I think, right?
Yep, I would say so. I would say so. And I thought this would improve things. I thought this would give me a tight little Transformers butt, but no.
It's more than meets the eye.
That's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah.
Scott, how are we going to end this podcast?
We're going to rock it with Anvil.
Well, to end this podcast, Scott, do you have it? Get your ghetto blaster again. Play some Anvil.
Yeah, metal on metal. There we go.
Thanks for listening. Please give us some comments on iTunes and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're really easy to find. Future Jerks, look us up. We'll see you.
Back
to the future. Back. 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 Back.